On Thursday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions decided not to appoint a second special counsel to review prosecutorial and investigative determinations made by the Department of Justice under the Obama administration. In a letter directed to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, and House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, Sessions revealed no special prosecutor would be appointed at this time, but that he has asked Utah U.S. Attorney John Huber to lead an evaluation into issues such as conflicts of interest and decisions made and not made by current and former Justice Department officials in 2016 and 2017. This includes potential Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act abuses by the DOJ under President Obama's Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, which are already currently being investigated by Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz for the appearance of political bias and prosecutorial malfeasance. Sessions' decision to not appoint a special counsel to investigate these matters or other events like Hillary Clinton's classified email server, the Uranium One scandal, the tarmac meeting between Lynch and former President Bill Clinton days before Secretary Clinton's FBI interview have left many puzzled. But this wasn't always how the former Alabama senator felt about appointing a special counsel. Almost 2 years ago, on election night, Sessions said a special prosecutor should be appointed to look into Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and then FBI Director James Comey's role in investigating these matters. True News recorded then Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions at the Donald Trump campaign headquarters in New York City on the evening of November 8, 2016.
Really, I think a special prosecutor should be appointed. And if they had done that last March when all this stuff started breaking, American people would feel a lot better about it today.
Yeah.
Because what you had is Attorney General Lynch, who apparently has not cooperated well with the FBI investigation, and in many ways tried to slow it down, it appears. She served as the pleasure of the President of the United States. He can remove it. He's totally for Hillary Clinton, and she's totally for Hillary Clinton. It's pretty obvious. So that's why a special prosecutor would have been appropriate.
Right. Thank you, Senator.
10 days after making those comments, Jeff Sessions was nominated by President-elect Donald Trump to lead the Department of Justice. Days before his comments, Attorney General Sessions' signature was included in an op-ed calling for the appointment of a special counsel to investigate the Obama administration over their refusal to conduct a proper inquiry of former Secretary Clinton's unsecured email server and the pay-for-play accusations based on millions of dollars paid to the Clinton Foundation by entities having issues before the State Department, all while she was secretary. Regarding this report, the Department of Justice's Office of Public Affairs declined to comment at this time. With this True News Headline Update, I'm Edward Zell.